What up, though? It's your boy DOC, and welcome to another episode of the No Offense Podcast. Let me go ahead and tell you, if you're new here, this your first time being on this podcast, we want to tell you thank you for tuning in. This is a hip-hop podcast all across the board, and if you're someone that's already subscribed, I got to tell you much respect. You know what it is. You know this is one of the fastest growing communities and podcasts online, period. Yesterday, we got a very special guest coming on. I know a lot of people out here are fans of Rallo, you know, or familiar with the situation that happened with Rallo. So we bringing his best friend on. That's from Pakistan. That's from Atlanta, to come clear up a few rumors, plus let you know what's going on with him and his music, you know, from the time that I ran into him. But at the same time, I want to go ahead and let you know the No Offense Podcast. We cover everything from entertainment news to music and just dropping gems, depending on what's the temperature of the world at that particular moment. So go ahead and subscribe. And if you're new and you love our content or like our content, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating. And let's go ahead and jump into this interview. Peace.
I got some shit on my chest, man. Shit I feel like need to be addressed. You did.
Lately, I ain't really been in rap mode, cause most of these rap niggas really rap hoes. Niggas swear they stand tall like a flagpole. Feds did a sweep, a bunch of rappers turn their backs, though. I ain't with the speculation, so don't ask no questions about open investigations. I don't have no opinions of none of the information that they ask for. Do I gotta spell it out? Don't ask.
What up, though? This your boy, DOC. And I got a very special guest on the line. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and where you from.
Whoa, what's happening? It's your boy John Doe, the Ghost Man, Moot Man Music, Fam Goon. And you already know what it is, man. We straight up out of Atlanta, Georgia with it.
For sure, for sure. Let's go ahead and start, like, around your rap career. I know at some point in time I heard you say that, you know, you did 10 years incarcerated. Did you start rapping prior to that 10 or after or during that moment while you was in there?
I always been rapping and stuff, you know, just growing up on the block, freestyling, battle rapping and stuff like that. But I ain't never take rap seriously until after I got locked up. And then over the years, just watching people from my city just excel and, you know what I'm saying, really get a bag doing it.
Right. So that was like the main motivation to go ahead and get serious with it. Like once you got out, like I want to change my life and take this serious.
Nah, before I got out, I was like, oh, I need to do something with this. I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can, you know what I'm saying, make a good living, feed my family, doing some stuff that I already love to do, as opposed to going back out doing the same stuff that got me in prison. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I gotta ask you this, especially from the response that we got from, you know, putting up the Free Rallo freestyle. What's some of your musical or rap, like rapper inspirations, if you have any, like, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, when I was reading through the comment section, was like describing your style, saying that, you know, the lyrics and the gems that you put in there, which is kind of different from a lot of stuff coming out now. Like, who would you say is some of your inspirations?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up on Outkast and Goody Mob, you know what I'm saying? UGK, 8-Ball, Young JG, you know what I'm saying? Nas, Jay-Z, Pac and Biggie, of course.
Yeah, just people.
So I'm a fan of hip hop. I'm a student of hip hop. So I, you know what I'm saying? Like I grew up, I'm an 80 baby. So, you know, I grew up when you had to really know how to rock to make it in the game.
Right.
So that's just where I'm at with it.
Yeah. What's your overall outlook on like how the game is right now? You know what I'm saying?
The game is at a good place right now, man. I mean, a lot of people is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, you know, bashing the game right now for what they got going on. But at the end of the day, man, the game is pro artist now. Mm. Where it used to be pro label. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The game is tailored now to where artists don't need the label, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you still need an extra push to get to a major level, but you don't necessarily need a label to make money from rap, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And So I like where the game at right now. It make it easy for the underdog to really do his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, but as far as the type of music, I mean, it's just to each his own. You know what I'm saying? I like all different genres of music, not just rap, not just hip hop. So if you don't like something, my whole thing is if you don't like what they doing, listen to something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That, and me personally, like, I just make the type of music that I like to hear.
Yeah. And I seen we put up the mixtape too, and seen it was a wide variety on there. But the standout, I'm not gonna say the standout song, just kind of going back to the Free Rollo. It was so many different elements and different topics, but you know, you could really feel the emotion that you was putting in that song, you know, leading up to you making right. that. What was like that drawing point, and like, let me go in the booth and get this off my chest. Like, what was that? When did you get to that point?
I wrote that. I hadn't even wrote it yet when I really was just like, man, I need to go get something off my chest. Who want to record me? But I hadn't even wrote it yet. But I was just feeling a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot going on behind the scenes that people that really ain't aware of. You know what I'm saying? About, you know, this just different aspects of people who Rollo was rocking with who ain't giving him that same love back in his time of need, you know what I'm saying? And that just was bothering me. And me, I'm the type of person that I don't stress about nothing. I just, you know, I pray on it, I make me some music, and I keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? So I just had to go just get that off my chest. I felt like if I didn't go do that in the booth, then it was gonna have me on some gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't right. You know, at the end of the day, a nigga ain't trying to trick himself off the street. So, you know, I just kept it in the booth.
Right. If it was something like from everything that's been from that point where you said, you know, dealing with the Rollo situation, which is unfortunate, from that point in time of the arrest to now, like, what are some lies that you would want to clear up for the fans to know, like, you know, certain things that you've been hearing that you like, no, that's false, let me clear this up? Or, you know, with people saying he got his bond revoked or this and that.
Right. That people were saying that. People were saying the redacted name that's in the paperwork is niggas that's snitching. That's a lie. People, let me see. Really, that's about it, man. You know what I'm saying? People just, you know, speaking on stuff they don't really have no knowledge of, which I understand. That's how, you know, the blogs do it, because that's what get them clicks and views and, you know what I'm saying, likes and subscribers and stuff like that. So they pretty much doing their job. But then, you know, at the same time, they misleading the masses too when you're putting out that fake news, you know what I'm saying? Right. So just that's the only thing I really had wanted to clear up. Like, Rollo, he got a bond waiting on him. It's just he had a probation hold from a old suspended probation sentence. So basically, that the judge didn't want to release him on bond and have Fulton County come pick him up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where he could just keep him in federal custody. So that's really all that is. As soon as they get the paperwork cleared up with the suspended probation, he'll be walking really out the door.
Right. Okay.
And then with all the other odds, they got bonds too. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them had a probation hold. I mean, like an open warrant hold. My bad, not a probation, but an open warrant hold. And then the rest of them, they live in Pakistan, but nobody can go back to Pakistan. That's a condition of the bond. Nobody can go back to Pakistan, and nobody can have contact with each other. So basically, everybody else got to find, you know what I'm saying, housing. Once they find where they're gonna live at, then they get out on bond too. You know what I'm saying? So right. Really, everybody got a bond. Right. Our cameraman Chaos, he already out on bond right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because he didn't live in Pakistan, so, you know, he was able to get right out. But, yeah, you know, that's that, you know.
Word.
And just letting people know, like, you know what I'm saying, don't believe everything you see in the media, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram or whatever source, wherever you're getting the information from. If it ain't coming from one of us, then 9 times out of 10, it ain't solid, you know what I'm saying? Right. I talk to Rollo every day. I called in late because he had just called me, you know what I'm saying? You know, he on the collect shit, so... You know, I just had to let the time run out. But I talk to the man every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's anything he wants the people to know, he gonna let it be known.
Definitely. He keeping his spirits up in this situation.
Oh yeah, he doing good, man. This suspended bond situation, you know, that was kind of a irritation. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, everything it works on God's time. You feel me? So he understand that. He know that. So he ain't tripping, man. That nigga G.
Right.
He ain't tripping. Like he at the end of the day, he know he finna get out. It's just a matter of when. You know, he just want to get back to the money. He just want to get back to doing his shows. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he don't want to let his fans down. That been heavy on him. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing he really concerned about. He was mad he missed them shows, because at the same time, he ain't never missed no shows before this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Except for that one airport situation when we missed that show in Flint, Michigan. But other than that, he ain't never missed no shows. So you know that he wasn't really feeling that.
Right. Like, speaking kind of a social media, I'm not gonna say this like a two part question, but do social media, you feel, even from the blogger side or from on the other side of the fence, do you think it can affect what's going on with, like, either false information get put out? Because, you know, from, and I'm not going to say, like, I'm saying this as a 100% fact. I just read a few things. They say, like, 60-70% of a lot of cases, blah, 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 they use social media against it. Do you feel like when bloggers...
I mean, no doubt, they definitely use social media, you know what I'm saying, to try cases in this era. So that, you know, that part is true. You know what I'm saying? But 9 times out of 10 with the information they're using is the information that from that particular person's own feed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't, I don't think they too much put no credence in nothing that no blogs got to say, because you know how blogs don't put out whatever they need to put out to get them clicks, you know what I'm saying? Them views and stuff. So it ain't really necessarily like, you know, I've been seeing a lot of folks saying, yeah, Vlad a rat, this, that, and the other. This, that, and the other. Or Vlad the police, he's setting people up, and this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, when we're doing these interviews, it's on us to answer what question we want to answer and what question we don't want to answer. You know what I'm saying? Don't answer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, making sure you don't trip over your own feet, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you kind of saying that answered a few different questions that I was going to ask, you know, separately, you know what I mean, about, you know, the fan perspective or people from the outside looking in feeling like, oh, when I go through the comments of videos that we put up, people say, oh, he calls this, I'm on himself. I'm like, you know, no one wants to get themselves locked up, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
It's a double-edged sword, man. It's a double-edged sword because at the end of the day, we in the entertainment industry, you know what I'm saying? Rallo's job is to entertain. So he going to say whatever he feel like he need to say that's entertaining to his particular fan base.
Right
now, he got that, you know what I'm saying? His fan base know him as being Mr. Dog Food, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he gonna play up on that, you know what I'm saying? It could be true, it could be false, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing that could be proven.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it ain't nothing. You know, I've been seeing people saying, you know, he calls it on himself. First, you know, the folks been watching him anyway, you know what I'm saying? The folks been watching all of us. It's just because, you know what I'm saying, we young, we black, we getting money, you know what I'm saying? We Muslim. So it's just we gonna be under scrutiny anyway.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just different. It's just, you gotta handle certain situations differently. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, all is young. We all young. We learning, so we don't know no better. You know, like it's certain stuff okay that go on unsaid. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's entertainment. You know, I don't fault him for nothing that he got going on, because at the end of the day, he felt like he did what he had to do to entertain his fan base.
Right.
That's the type of stuff they want to see. That's the type of stuff they want to hear. You know,
yeah.
whether it's going to hurt or help him in the long run is yet to be unseen. You know, because you can best believe we talking about the federal government. They ain't built their case. They ain't trying to build their case off of no social media. You know, every rapper say crazy stuff in interviews and crazy stuff in their songs. That don't mean the stuff is fact.
Right. Yeah. Now that point that you brought out, because I'll get to it now, when you brought up, you know, the religion as far as being Muslim, it was a couple different questions I wanted to ask you, because, and I'm saying this purely, you know, from like the outside looking in, me not being a Muslim, and I, when I say this, it's kind of out of respect for the Muslim religion, because I see it's like a lot more disciplined compared to other situations that I see going on, even with my quote unquote religion or whatnot. What do you feel like is there any pros and cons, or like how do your peers, if they're not in the music industry but Muslims, like look at when y'all rapping? You know what I'm saying? Is it a backlash from it?
You know, you're gonna have a lot of elders and a lot of more pious brothers that's gonna condemn what we're doing for the simple fact that we're not supposed to be doing it. It's I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. We ain't supposed to be rapping. You know, not about the stuff that we rapping about. Mm. But we rap. We rapping from experience of our lifestyle, what we grew up seeing, or what we grown. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we done did or seeing being, you know, seen in life. You feel me? It's rap. Hip hop is an expression of it's self expression through art. You know what I'm saying? It's an art form of self expression. So when we the stuff that we rapping about, true indeed, we not supposed to be rapping about it, but it's self expression. You know what I'm saying? So we got to deal with the law when it comes to that. The law gonna judge us on that. Our intentions is pure. We Muslim for real. We praying 5 times a day. We fasting during the month of Ramadan. We going to Juma every Friday, and we doing this regardless of whether we got shows going on, whether we out of town, we traveling, or what. You know, so at the end of the day, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, judge man by his apparent action and leave what's in his heart for Allah to judge. So yeah, you're gonna have some brothers that's gonna judge us, you know, for that. But at the end of the day, the brothers that know us and the brothers that strive with us every day, the brothers in our community at our masjid, they love us because at the end of the day, they know we bring a positivity back into the community.
Right. right. Now, I wanted to, like, bring out a few things.
Sometimes you got to give the fans what they want in order to give them what they need. You know what I'm saying? Paul
definitely.
You know, he came out conscious. It didn't work for him. He ain't get the platform that he wanted. So yeah, what he do? He
put
switched
the medicine
over and
in
got
the
on
candy.
Some gangster shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put
he
the
got
medicine
on that gangster
candy.
Shit and he got a whole huge platform, and then he went back to pushing that conscious shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta capture them first. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, one thing about this, especially this generation, they not accepting nothing from no nigga they don't respect.
Definitely.
So you gotta gain their respect first.
And motherfuckers don't want to be preached to either. So it's like you got to put the medicine in the candy,
yeah.
Slip it into them. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So
you see what I did with the Chun Li freestyle. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like you gotta slide it in there with the other shit. You know what I'm saying?
To the point
they want to hear some controversial shit. So yeah, I'm gonna talk about this controversy that's going on, but also I'm gonna slide you some. I'm gonna drop a jewel or two in there and hope you pick it up. You feel me?
Right. I wanted you to. As far as for people that maybe that have heard the Chun Li song, of course I'm gonna put the link in the description, you know, to the mixtape and to the Chun Li or Free Rollo freestyle in there. But Jamel Alameen, for the how like
yeah,
one
free to email
one like one who is that person, like as an individual, who is he to you, and how were you comparing it, you know, putting it in context with the song?
I mean, Jamel Alameen, you know, free to email, man, may Allah rectify his affairs. He's a big figure in Atlanta, especially amongst the Muslim community, you know, just because of what he brought to the community, the outreach, the uplifting that he did, you know what I'm saying? He was the first person to clean up the West End. You know, it was a point in time during his era where you couldn't sell drugs in the West End and everybody knew it. And you wouldn't even come over there trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like he's a prisoner of politics and a prisoner of war. He's not even he doesn't even have a federal case, but they got him in a federal facility because they feel like he's too powerful, you know, because he has a state case, you know what I'm saying? He was in Reidsville on lockdown. And that, which is a maximum security prison here in Georgia, it's a state facility though. But they came and got him and took him to Colorado and put him in that underground, that ADX thing where they got all them crazy Charles Mansons and stuff at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that right there just show you it's bigger than rap. You know what I'm saying? This stuff that's going on with Rollo, you best believe this is bigger than weed. You think the feds worried about some weed?
No, and I thought they changed some laws around there.
It's legal in damn near half of America. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even here, they just made it like, you know, medicinal, which is the first step to them making it recreational and so
yeah.
on and so forth. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So it ain't about no weed, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bigger than that, man. Rollo got a lot of influence. not only among the Muslim community, but among non-Muslims, young street niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what he doing, how he buying up property and housing people for free and all of that, man, you think them crackers want to see that? Like, come on, we talking about real shit going on, man. It's bigger than some weed. The weed don't even hold nothing. The amount of weed that was allegedly caught don't even hold nothing but about a 5-year maximum sentence. You feel me?
Right, right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about no major drugs. We ain't talking about no heroin. No shit that's gentrifying the community. We talking about weed, dog, allegedly. You feel me?
Right, right, yeah.
But it's bigger than that, though. It's bigger than that with him. You know what I'm saying? He is a target because he's a young black Muslim man that's uplifting the community.
Yeah.
And people say what they want about, you know what I'm saying, about whatever he said in the interview or how he brought it on himself or whatever, whatever. Man, if it wasn't that, it would have been something else. You feel me?
Right. Right, because like you said, every other rapper talking about the same shit. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Every other rapper talking about the same shit. And you know what I'm saying? You got people that's doing the same shit that them folks already know about, but they ain't got the power what they feel like Rollo got. You know what I'm saying?
So that's
what it's all about. It's about silencing a voice, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Now this project, this mixtape, the Who Is John Doe? Is this how many projects is this your first official project that you put out?
This is my first official project. When I first came home from prison, I put out like a little Jacket for Beats CD on SoundCloud, and I was just basically, you know what I'm saying, rapping over beats that had been popping when I was locked up, and I just wanted to get on them. But this is my first official project. It's 4 years in the making. It took me 4 years to complete, you know. And it don't even sound like it. Like, I got songs on there from 2013, 2014, 2015. Mm. And you wouldn't even be able to tell which song. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't make bad music. I don't stick to the trends of what's going on. I make timeless music. I make the type of music that you're going to be able to listen to 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Right, right. Because I think a lot of people, especially if their introduction was coming from that Chun-Li freestyle, they may think that. And I'm not saying this in a good or a bad way. Would you categorize yourself like semi-conscious rapper, or just you feel like I'm speaking,
man,
on the real
about,
shit, but I'm just aware. I'm woke.
I ain't even gonna say whether I'm woke or whether I'm asleep, dog. I just speak about what touched me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The stuff that I deal with in my mind. You know.
Yeah.
I've been through a whole lot, man. I went to prison at 16. I did 10 years. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never ratted on no nigga. I ain't never indulged in no homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? My face card clean in the streets, in the chain gang, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot to say. I got a real story to tell. And I just use my art to express, you know what I'm saying, the way that I feel. So sometimes I might be on some conscious shit. Sometimes I might be on some balling shit. Sometimes I might be on some cut a nigga throat shit. Sometimes I might be on some street nigga dope boy shit. You know, it just depends on how I'm feeling when I get in the booth.
Yeah, definitely. If it was one song, if a person were just skimming through your mixtape, of course I know you want them to hear the whole thing from front to back, but what song would you say, like, this definitely the track I want y'all to check out and hear?
Go listen to 115-8011. That's my prison number, but that's the most personal song on my album. Mm,
okay. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And as far as like in the recent, you know, coming up very soon, you got the Chun-Li, that video coming out.
That's gonna drop today, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put it out on my YouTube and just service it through a few blogs and stuff. And I mean we already working on new music. We dropped Plugged In with the Cartel, and then we about to drop off from American Cartel, which we already had been working on. Then Rollo about to get ready to drop a new project. I'll be on that. Man, we just working, man. I'm working. You know, I don't work on a project per se. I just record, and when it comes time to put something out, I pick the, you know what I'm saying, the best songs to kind of highlight what I'm trying to go with it, whatever vision I have with it. You know, because somebody might be like, yeah, you working on a new album? If that's the case, I'm always working on a new album. I mean,
right.
It took me 4 years to make this one, you know?
Yeah.
And I just had been recording. I just been recording for 4 years, and I just grabbed you know, it's called Who Is John Doe. So I just grabbed 13 songs that I felt like explained me, you know what I'm saying, who I am. And I ain't even done yet. I still got some explaining to do.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy, man. But it definitely was some tight projects to put it up. You know what I mean? I feel like it's definitely, you know, worth listening to. And I normally don't say that a lot, you know what I mean? So I ain't trying to just be on just because we on the phone. It's a lot of, you know, you see right. How I reached out personally when I heard, one, because of the situation, but when I heard the music, I'm like, man, sometimes through the fans and through trials and tribulations, that's when the best music came out. When I heard what you was spitting,
man,
that rap, I'm
I
like,
ain't gonna lie. I actually appreciate you doing that because you shed so much exposure on me. Like, you was one of the first blogs that picked up the actual freestyle. Everybody was picking up like the tweets and the news coverage and stuff like that, but before you picked it up and put the actual song on there, a lot of people had never even heard of me, you know what I'm saying? Aside from like Rollo fan base.
Right, right.
So I definitely appreciate that. And you made a lot of people follow suit, you know what I'm saying? Because now it's starting to, a lot of other blogs and stuff, they starting to try to pick up the song and whatnot, which, I mean, I appreciate the exposure, but
yeah,
I know who was rocking first, because I ain't gonna lie, I hadn't even seen it. I haven't even seen your YouTube and didn't even correlate it as the same person that was in my DM until one of my homies called me and was like, hey, man, you see, go look at the comment. He sent me the link and was like, go look at the comments on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and looked at it, and I was like, damn, wow, it was a lot of people. I had never seen. I know how niggas be trolling on the internet, niggas be doing a lot of hating and shit.
Yeah,
I had never watched nobody's shit where it wasn't at least one, you know what I'm saying, foul comment. You know what I'm saying? I seen all positive reviews, and you know what I'm saying, it wasn't nothing but love. So I was like, damn, that's dope.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I gotta reach out to the homie. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened we was already in motion with that.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. I think on this end, as far as like the community that I've been trying to slowly build, like of like-minded individuals, like it's refreshing for them, you know what I'm saying, to finally hear something.
Right.
You know, they like the bars, he dropping gems, he got a good flow, you know what I'm saying, it was refreshing. So I think, you know, it was just a good play for everybody involved, for real, you
right.
know what I mean. So,
and I definitely I appreciate that, man, because at the end of the day, this shit is an art to me. It ain't just a check, you know. I don't, anybody who been following me for any amount of time know I'm already straight with paper, you know what I'm saying. That ain't nothing. I'm trying to make timeless music, man. It's about the artwork for me, so it ain't about no quick buck.
Right,
cool,
right.
On the paper.
And make a real,
right.
real impact in the game.
Right. I wanna be the best, you know what I'm saying? Or I wanna be amongst the conversation. You feel me?
Right.
At the end of the day, when niggas is arguing about who is better than who, I want my name in that conversation.
Right, right, definitely. Is it, you know, like with this particular project and those two come, do you feel like you probably gonna keep it in-house as far as, like, you know, I'm not gonna say just producer wise feature wise or is there any artist that you would, you know, want to work with?
I mean, I'm all with vibes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta really feel a nigga vibe, even to do a feature, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be having niggas want to pay me for features left and right, but I gotta, you know, I go on a page, I see the shit they talk about, I go back and listen to some of the music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm real particular about what I stamp, you know, because at the end of the day, your integrity is all you got, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I just go off the vibe, man. I want to fuck who really want to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, not on no rap shit, not on no lame shit, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
I want to fuck with a nigga who genuine.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it, man. I work with producers, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the producers on my project is up and coming producers, like niggas that had dope vibes and they talented. They just as good as all these A-list niggas, but they just ain't on. Cause I feel like same way about me. Like, I'm just as good as all these A-list niggas, but nobody knows me. I'm the ghost for real. Like, that's not just a moniker that I picked up. Like, that's really how I move. I really move in silence. I'm really unseen. I surprise a lot of DJs and people with the way that I move, because when they automatically, they assume one thing about me when they like, oh, we about to interview a Found Goon nigga. He about to come 50 deep. He about to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't move like that. I move dolo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I move real quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a different vibe. So you getting, you getting that same thing. Don't get me wrong, I'm with my ops 100%, you know what I'm saying? But as far as just my personal life, you know, I'm on a different wave.
Right, right. And it kind of, I'm not going to, you know, say wrap this up, but as far as, like, if you had a message, and I'm not saying just in music, but if it was a young head looking up to you, you know what I mean, that got pulled in by, you know, either the game you spitting or the knowledge and wisdom that you put out about the streets, the hustle, you know, A, B, C, D, or whatnot. Well, like, what type of message would you give to a kid that's, like, 14, 15, 16, that's, like, straddling that fence in life of, like, should I go full head first in the game or do something else? Like, what type of advice would you give them?
I mean, I never tell a nigga not to hustle, because you got to do whatever you got to do whatever you got to do to survive whatever situation you in. I just say be smart about what you do, man. And if you got a passion, especially like for this rap shit, or it could be anything, engineering or anything, really, whatever you got a passion for, don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. And I know y'all hear that from everybody say that, but nah, it's really been time. Like, I went broke 3 times doing this rap shit, you know what I'm saying, before I even caught a wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't let shit like that discourage you, because it pressure either gonna bust a pipe or it's gonna make a diamond. You feel me? You don't wanna be no busted pipe sitting out here.
Right.
Nigga trying to elevate, nigga trying to level all the way up, but you gotta stay down to come up, you know what I'm saying? And don't all that run off on the plug shit, you know, and this pertain to music, this pertain to the streets or whatever. That's some Cap Lang shit right there. You feel me? Like,
I'll be wanting to ask.
Your face card is everything.
Yes, I'll be wanting to ask different rappers about that.
Your face card is everything, man. You don't never goddamn bite the hand that feeds you. You never shit on a nigga whoever helps you. You feel me? Like, that. Like I say, this shit pertains to the streets or music or anything in life. It ain't just, when I say plug, I ain't just talking about no cartel. I ain't just talking about no nigga who front you no work. I'm just talking about any nigga that done plugged you in to get you some money. Right. Any nigga that done put you in a position to feed your family in any type of way. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? You never bite the hand that feeds you. So all that mentality that these young niggas got now, man, y'all need to get out of that, man. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't gonna do nothing to get you hurt.
For real.
Either physically or goddamn financially. Like, you ain't gonna... One thing about it, once you known for doing flaw business, a nigga will never fuck with you.
Yeah, and stick with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Stick with you. Yeah.
That shit follow you everywhere, man. I learned in prison that whatever you do, see, prison is a real close, tight-knit community. You can't do nothing in prison that ain't gonna follow you. It don't matter what other prison you go to, your reputation gonna follow you. And I brought that back to the streets with me, man. You ever slime a nigga, man, that shit on you forever. That stain on you forever, man.
Yeah.
And these young niggas too young to be getting stained like that. You know what I'm saying? But they listening to these rap niggas, goddamn, and doing all this flower ass shit, and then half these niggas ain't even living this life, so they telling you to go jump off a bridge that they wouldn't even jump off of. You feel
me? Facts.
So
yeah,
if I had to tell anybody anything, man, I'd tell a young nigga that right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to be a crash dummy, nigga. I did 10 years for goddamn being trained to go. That shit ain't what's happening, is it?
Word. At least you came back with, you know, with your mind solid and good head on your shoulders, and you didn't let it break you, and still moving forward. Because some people I know,
I owe that to them 5 prayers every day I be making.
Yeah. That's crazy. You know, you bringing that up, that'd be, sometimes I'd be wanting to ask some of the people that I interview about that, because I may have even heard them reference something like the runoff on the plug or something of that nature to me. That's just like, and I kind of core. Yeah, I'm not gonna
that's
say
some bullshit. You hear what I say on Atlanta Stand? You know what I'm saying? I ain't never, you know, like, I just ain't never been on that, man. I done got consignment. I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? That's right. What I'm saying in that song. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
see, I wonder what
on
the hip-hop,
on extension cord.
Oh, extension cord. Yeah.
Yeah, see, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got the whoop on some assignment. You know what I'm saying? I always came back with the paper, you know what I'm saying? In the song, you feel me?
Word.
And that's just, you know, like I say, I use the words to speak about life, you know what I'm saying? I ain't necessarily talking about drugs. We talking about
in general
just life, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, in general.
See, because that'd be the thing that I'd be wondering, like, at where I'd be trying to pinpoint sometimes, like, being super into hip-hop from all coasts. It really don't matter just when... You know, because I have a time and place for any different type of music I want to hear. You know, I might not want to turn up all the time. Sometimes I don't want to hear some, you know, super conscious stuff. It depends on my mood. But one thing I do, like, when it do come to, like, I guess, like, that, you know, call it either trap music, hustle music, or motivational, get your money music type stuff. I'd be trying to pinpoint, like, when did that become cool? and it's like it became accepted to push that type of mentality on
kids. Man, one person said it,
and it ran.
One person said it, and it sounded fly. And every nigga after, one thing about hip hop is very monkey see, monkey do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a nigga have any success saying anything or doing anything, then the next 50 million niggas copy that. They gonna try to duplicate that recipe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a firm advocate of being your own man. You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna never let what the next nigga doing influence me to be a certain type of way or be something other than what I am. You feel me?
Right. Right. So what would be on, like, kind of on that same note, what would be your opinion on when they talk about, like, okay, at one point in time, music used to quote-unquote glorify the hustler, but now it quote-unquote glorifies the fiend. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
Man, I don't understand it, dog. I really don't. I don't understand it. Like, that shit ain't never been cool to be doing all them high-powered ass drugs, man. When I was growing up, all nigga did was smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Drink a little liquor, whatever. But now these niggas is... What niggas don't understand, I'm going to break this shit down. I'm a street nigga for real, though. Break this shit down. What niggas don't understand is when you doing oxycodone, Percocet, all that shit, all them opioids, you ain't doing nothing but heroin.
You on
dog food. Feel me?
Yep.
So y'all niggas glorifying being junkies. That's what you doing. That shit ain't never been cool. Nigga, when I was growing up, a nigga wouldn't even snort because, you know, the first thing you learn is don't get high on your own supply. You know what I'm saying? And you watch niggas that was kingpin type niggas that fucked around and now they on the corner begging for goddamn change, begging for loose change, because they fucked around and started snowing, and then that shit elevated the fucking smoking base, smoking woo-woos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm from a different era, you feel me? Like, I just can't get jiggy with that shit these niggas got going on right now. It ain't never been cool to be no junkie. Yeah. And that's why these high-priced habits these niggas got, that's why they really broke. Niggas be making money and they habit is outweighing goddamn the income, you feel me?
Right, yeah.
And that's why these niggas broke.
Yeah, for real. You think from a systematic type of perspective that this is being a machine is purposely getting behind these individuals?
You know this.
Yeah.
You know this.
Crazy.
They got to keep us dumb. As long as we dumb, we ain't elevating. We ain't doing what Robo doing and buying motherfucking apartment complexes and putting people in it. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't doing like what Ross saying and buying back the block. As long as we dumb, we on mileage, we on motherfucking perks, vans. And all this shit, not only is we OD'ing on this shit and dying, but if we is alive, brain all fried, nigga can't move, nigga move like a snail, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even on point. You ain't even, if you a street nigga for real, you don't even want to be on all that shit, to be honest.
Right.
What you want to be dozing off in the middle of the goddamn club for, or stopping at the red light, dozing off at the light? Nigga,
you slipping.
Count.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So that shit ain't no real street nigga shit, nigga. That shit junkie shit.
Yeah. Shit, wild, man. It's wild, man. But I definitely know people gonna appreciate hearing these words and stuff like that. And after this project, you got something. I know you said you always working on something. It's gonna be something. You gonna plan on
man,
being
I'm
the type of artist.
I'm working on something, but I'm about to get ready to start dropping. I'm about to just drop a freestyle like every week or every couple of weeks or so. Because I see people, you know, hip hop getting back to that part where niggas want to hear you rap for real.
Yeah.
So goddamn, now that's being more appreciated, you know, so I'm gonna do a little bit more of that to appease my fan base that actually like that type of shit. But I'm still gonna do everything that I've been doing too, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, I'm gonna do a lot of original music, you know. I'm always in a creative mindset, so I'm gonna do that. But I'm also gonna get busy on these beats, and I'm just gonna, you know what I'm saying, just show niggas I really do this shit. This shit a contact sport with me. It's competition.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you still, you're okay. And to me, that's when the best music come out. You know what I mean? When people not satisfied or stagnant with they craft, they take their craft and they pen serious, you know what I mean? It's
fucking. Yeah, I'm trying to be the best.
Now, I know you got a website. The website is what?
Whoisjohndoe.com. Whoisjohndoe.com. That's going to take you everywhere, man. Like, my social media on there, all my press, like any interview I ever did, all my press is on there, all my videos on there, my music, my album on there. You know what I'm saying? DJs, if y'all tuned in, my DJ service pack for my single is on there, so you don't have to go to no type of servicing site to get my music. You can go straight to my website and download the Dirty Clean acapella Dirty acapella Clean instrumental for my single, you know what I'm saying? And every single I drop, I'm going to put the DJ service pack that you can download directly from my site, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, we got merch on there. Like, we just doing everything. At the end of the day, this, I love it, and it's art, but it's still the music business. So I'm trying to, you know, monetize everything.
Right, right. And if people wanted to, and I don't know if they can or not, but if the fans or the people wanted to try to support Rallo in any type of way, is it they can write them, or y'all not doing, you know, releasing that day, or just prayers, or what?
If you look them up, if you really just wanted to write them, you can always look them up. It's public record. But we ain't even looking for him to be in there long enough to get no letter. By the time you put that bitch in the mail, nigga should be coming home. You feel me?
Right.
But always prayers are welcome. You know what I'm saying? Keep his name going on social media, nigga. Tweet hashtag free Rallo, free the ops. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Just keep his name alive while we out here pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Word, for sure, man.
And he appreciate everything. He really appreciates of the support that he's gotten so far. Because really, at the end of the day, man, the fans is the only one really supporting like that. All these industry niggas and all these goddamn, I ain't going to say all of them, but most of them. You know what I'm saying? Most of these niggas ain't even really keeping it solid with Shawty like how he was. You know what I'm saying? How he was with them. But, right. You know, sometimes it takes shit like this to open your eyes up to see. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, to see what's really going on, you know what I mean? And that's fucked up, but I guess, like they said, be a blessing in disguise to see what's going on. Because meeting all these different people in the industry that come off a certain way, and then, you know.
Yeah, man, you be thinking these niggas, man, I ain't going to lie, man. I done met a lot of these niggas, man. And a lot of these niggas ain't who they portray to be, man. And the shit's sad, man, because these niggas ain't right. You know, and it's shit that I already knew because I did time. And, you know, when you done did that much time, you done encounter every different personality there is. Mm. So I be knowing these niggas be cap, but at the same time, it be like niggas make really good music and they really be some fuck niggas in real life when you finally meet them.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying. One thing I can say about Rallo, man, home is a stand up young nigga, man. Yeah. He showed major love not only to other niggas, but his fans. Like, nigga, he the only nigga that's really. At the end of every show, he's stopping. He's taking pictures with every fan, you know what I'm saying, for as long as possible, you know what I'm saying? Like, home really, he really reaching back and fucking with folks, and, you know what I'm saying, and affecting their lives. A lot of these niggas, man, time they get through with their little 45-minute set, man, they right out the door. You feel me?
Gone. Yeah, yeah.
Shit they crazy. Gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That shit crazy, man. Well, we definitely, you know what I mean, hope everything work itself out. On that end, and at any point in time, like I was saying, you know.
Oh yeah, Shawty's gonna be good, man.
Yeah,
we talking about practice, man. We ain't talking about no goddamn finals.
right. Yeah, definitely. Well, definitely. Like I said in one of my other videos before, you know what I mean, if anything else pop up, you know, I prefer to go straight to someone that's affiliated with Fam Goon instead of getting information from nowhere else. You know what I mean? Even if I have to cover fact check it with them, you know what I mean.
Yeah, anything y'all want to know pertaining to Op and Fam Goon, man, holler at me. Or if you don't want to holler at me, holler at Queen. She talked to him. He talked to me and her every day. He gonna call us every day.
Yeah, for sure. Saying you want to plug up in this Fam, it's Fam America _ John Doe.
Yeah, it's America _ John Doe. It's America with an F in front of it, _ JEANDEAU.
Word, man. But
Who is John Doe out now? It's on all major digital platforms. Man, go out and support a real nigga, man. Niggas be supporting all this fake shit going on.
right.
Might as well fuck with a G.
Well, I'm definitely gonna put that link in the description, man, and I appreciate the interview.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for having me, homie.
Oh, no problem, man.